Hey friends, thanks for joining us for the Messiah's Misfits podcast. No matter where you are in your walk of faith, this podcast is to help you to grow and to learn. I'm Mary Ventures, and I'm joined with my friends Randall and Josh Newby.
Hello.
Shalom.
Hey guys, I'm excited.
Are you excited?
I'm always excited. I am about this one.
I thought you were excited last week.
I know. I'm more excited. I'm even more better excited.
Oh my goodness.
I know. Look out.
Better.
I know it. But
is that because we have camp meeting this week?
Hey, that is. This is a good week. Yes, this is going to be a good one. That's right. We're excited.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
So we're going to do a part two of who or what is the Holy Spirit in the Trinity? What's his role? You know, if you didn't listen to the last week's, go back and listen to it.
Oh, yeah.
Because you'll be blessed. Because anytime we can learn more about the Holy Spirit, Jesus, and God. And we were talking about this earlier. They are three, yet they're one. Don't leave one of them out.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Include them all.
They've always been.
That's always been.
In the very
From
beginning.
From the Genesis.
In Genesis through there, they've always been. Absolutely.
Yes.
They have so much to, each one of them has a distinct role to play in our lives, you know, but the ultimate goal is the Holy Spirit draws us to Jesus.
Yes.
And Jesus wants to show us the Father.
Yes.
What a deal.
I know. Well, you know, in Hebrews 9:14, it says, how much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit
Amen.
Offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our conscience?
Absolutely. Thank God he has.
Yes.
Thank God he's
cleansed. Oh, yeah.
Thank God he's cleansed us. Amen.
You know, before you come to the Lord, you're dirty.
Yeah.
You know, we're full of sin and hopelessness.
Unholy.
And, yes. And, whoo, he has the ability to make you white as snow. He does. His blood just
he invites us.
Washes it away. Yes.
Though your sins be as scarlet.
Yes.
They shall be washed white
Amen.
As snow.
Amen.
Come, let us reason together.
Yes.
Oh, let us come to the Lord tonight. Praise
yes.
the Lord. Let us come to the Lord. And if you don't know the Lord, if you come across this podcast, just go ahead and get saved right now.
Yeah, I know it.
Just go ahead and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and get saved because he's got more for you.
That's right. And come tell us. Come see us at church and tell us about it.
Yes, Glory absolutely.
To God.
Absolutely.
Or better yet, come over here and get saved. We'll celebrate with you.
We want you to make heaven.
Yes.
We want
Amen.
You to make heaven your eternal home and
yes.
Jesus your eternal King. And, I want to see the Father one of these days.
Yes.
I want to see him face
me
to
too.
Face.
Yes.
I want to see the Father. And what a time that's going
Praise
to be.
God.
What
yes.
a time. And, you know, we talk about the eternal Spirit of God. We talk about the absolute deity of his power, the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, the
mm-hmm.
eternal Spirit of him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but 1 Corinthians 2:11 tells us, he said, for what man knows the things of man except the Spirit
yes.
of man which is in him?
That's right.
Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God.
That's right.
Well, that's what I want to know.
Yes.
I want the Holy Spirit to come into my life and believe, you know, that we don't have to have we do not have full knowledge of the ways and thoughts of the Lord. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so
yes.
are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your
yes.
thoughts, Isaiah says.
Amen.
So we're just going to trust the Lord that he's going to show himself to us
right.
in a mighty way. You know, the psalmist David said, Lord, where can I go from your Spirit?
Right.
Well, nowhere.
Nowhere.
Because he's omnipresent.
Yes.
That's talking about the deity of God.
You cannot hide.
We cannot
he
hide
is
from
him. Everywhere.
He can't hide nothing from us.
No.
Might as well go ahead and ask forgiveness and repent
That's right.
and get things cleansed, get it under the blood, wash it away.
Well, where does the Holy Spirit dwell?
In us.
Oh, praise God.
In us.
In believers.
Yes, he
yes.
does. I don't want to clarify that. Not the world cannot receive
no.
him because the world don't know him.
No. And they reject him.
And that, yes. But for the believer,
yes.
so the Holy Spirit is for the born-again believer.
You know, because 1 Corinthians 3:16 says, know ye not, ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you.
Oh, that's precious.
Oh, I want him to dwell in me.
That's precious.
Yes, because, you know, a lot of people are afraid to die. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Fear has gripped them. I am not.
I am not.
I know where I'm going, and I know who I'm going to see when
Amen.
I get there. Praise God. And
I'm fully persuaded.
Yes.
I'm fully persuaded.
Yes.
For I know in whom I have believed in, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed
Amen.
Unto him against
yes.
that day.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Glory be to God. I know that I know that I know.
He lives in us. The Spirit of God lives in us, and he's this speaks of life and personality. And I know he's got a personality because y'all have met me.
You know, man, he dwells in believers. And, you know, the Holy Spirit, when we talk about who he is, the role that he has in his... He's a person.
He is.
He's not an it.
No, he's not.
He's a real person.
Yes.
He's the third, what we call the third person of the Trinity.
Trinity.
You got God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
He is a God.
He is.
He is our God. And we believe that he has a will about himself.
Right.
He has a will. And if we look in 1 Corinthians 12 and 11, I'm going to read this out of the Amplified Version, but it says, all these, which is referring to the gifts, achievements, abilities, are inspired and brought to pass by one and the same Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Praise the Lord, who apportions to each person individually exactly as he chooses and just as he wills.
Wow.
So the Holy Spirit has a will.
Yes.
He has a will for each person individually.
Yes.
So what he has for your life and my life is different.
Right.
But he's of the same Holy Spirit working in both.
Right. Because, you know, we're all different.
We're all different.
We all have different personalities.
We all have different tasks.
Yes, different callings in our lives.
Yes.
But it all, if it's right and you're living right and you're following this word, will line up right.
Right.
With God's will.
It lines up great.
Always.
Because he's the orchestrator of the church.
Right.
He's the leader of the church.
Yes.
And so when we're following him, when we're the body of Christ, where the head goes, the body's going
to
go.
Right.
So where the Holy Spirit leads us, that's where we're going to go. So
yes.
We're going to be of the, well, on the day of Pentecost, they were all in one mind
and one accord.
One accord.
Yes.
They were all following the will, the same will of the Holy Spirit, which brings us to Romans 8:27. Not only does the Holy Ghost have a will, but he has a mind. He has a mind about him. And he said, and he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God.
Yes. Amen.
The Spirit, the Holy Spirit, knows the mind of God, knows the will of God. And so whenever he fills us, he wants us to be lined up. It's kind of like an old car. You know, that front end gets out of alignment.
Some shaking going on.
Yeah.
Yes.
But when things is properly lined up, it's just as smooth. You know, God is not the author of confusion.
No, he is not.
That he's a God of clarity.
Yes.
And even though he takes many individuals, but yet he can bring us all into one mind and one accord.
He can.
And that because that's his will.
The Spirit has a mind, like you were saying.
He does.
He's intellectually, he has a capability, you know, he's just like, you know, he thinks like we. I mean, we don't have his thoughts, but you know what I mean?
Right.
He's his trait that speaks clearly of a personhood.
Yes.
He's a person.
Yes.
Yes.
And we ought to be getting intimate with him.
Yes.
Have an immersed relationship with God that is surrendered to God, that is committed to God. And, oh, my.
Because he has emotions, you know.
That he does.
And if we read in Ephesians 4:30, it says, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God.
Mm.
The Holy Spirit has emotions. We see that he can be grieved.
Yes.
In Hebrews 10:29, we see that he can be insulted. You know, don't insult or grieve him.
No.
You know, don't misjudge him. A lot of churches misjudge.
Right.
What the Holy Spirit was sent here. He was sent here for a purpose.
He was sent. It's a
it's
gift.
It's us.
It's a gift.
Yes.
It's a promised gift from the Father.
Yes.
He was sent to us.
Yes.
So many have rejected him.
Many. Absolutely have.
Many have rejected him. Many have said it's not for today. There's been many people that caused the evidence of being filled with the Holy Spirit is the evidence of speaking with other tongues.
Right.
People get hung up on that
and
get caught up on that. And they say, well, it's of the world or it's of the devil. Let me tell you, when I was a sinner living a heathen life, I didn't have it.
No.
But when I become a born-again believer at the altar of God
That's
is
right.
when God gave me the precious gift and with the evidence of speaking
That's
with
right.
other tongues, which is other languages, I knew what I had. I knew what had been given me, and it was precious.
Yes.
It's still
precious.
It's like a birthday of mine. I look back to that day at that little country church in Worcester, Oklahoma. It's when I give my, it's where God filled me with the Holy Spirit, and I begin to speak with a heavenly language. I'm here to tell you, I've not stopped praying in it yet.
Praise God. There you go. And
it was lasting.
Don't do it. Yes. And I'm not giving mine up.
Oh, no.
I'm not.
It's real.
That's right.
Real.
It's real.
I know it's real.
That's right.
Pentecostal blessing. It's real. It's real. And it's mine. It's mine.
That's right. And don't let people persuade you to think otherwise.
Right. Search it for yourself.
That's right. Look it up. He says, work it out yourself.
That's it. Look up the scripture. It's there. The scriptures are there. The Holy Spirit is in the Word of God. It's there. He is there. His Word is there.
Yes.
He's got a role in us.
Yes.
He's got a role in the Word. He comes. He is involved with creation.
Creation, yes.
And thank God for that back in Genesis 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and void. Darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters.
Praise God. He was like, what do you want me to do?
Yeah.
Y'all got a plan?
Right.
Let's do this.
There you go.
You know, they were like one of them HGTV shows, you know.
Yeah.
Let's make this blank canvas look good, right?
Yeah, but the Spirit of God was there.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit was there. He was right in the beginning, and he does a role.
Yes.
He does a role in our lives.
Mm-hmm. John 1:3 says that through Jesus, all things were made.
Yes.
In other words, all three divine persons of the Trinity, were cooperating in the creation.
That's it. They were cooperating.
Yes.
They were in unison.
Yes.
They're one.
Yes, because they were a team. You know, if your church operates as a team and you're functioning with the same will of God,
all things will be possible.
Yes. All these other petty things will fall off.
Yes.
But we have to get in that right place, that right mindset.
That's it.
Because he purifies his believers.
Yes, he does.
And Matthew 3:11-12 says, I baptize you with water for repentance, which, you've said a little bit about this in the first. But after me comes one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire.
Yes.
His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor, gathering his wheat into the barn and burning up the chaff with unquenchable fire.
Amen.
I don't want to be the chaff.
No.
I don't want to be in that.
When you get the chaff out of our lives.
That's right.
That's just excess.
Straighten it up.
Nonsense stuff that shouldn't be there.
Right.
That's what the Holy Spirit does. He comes to cleanse us. He comes to purify us.
Right.
You
Amen.
Know, and so that's what we can talk about. You know, the Holy Spirit, he comes and he gives us strength for certain tasks.
Yes.
That we need to do. We couldn't do otherwise.
Right.
Without him. You know, Luke 1:15-17 says, he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He is never to take wine or offer fermented drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even before he is born.
Yes.
He will bring back many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God, and he will go before the Lord, and the spirit of Elijah, his father Zechariah, was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied.
Yes.
We see that happening in John the Baptist, the prophet that God gave him. You know, we look in John 3:6. Don't you love John the third chapter?
Yes. It is packed full of good information.
Oh, that is such a powerful, powerful book. But he said in John 3:6-7, he said, flesh gives birth to the flesh, but spirit gives birth to the spirit. Hallelujah.
Yes. Praise God.
You've got to be born of the water. Because he said, if you don't, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
Mm-mm.
He said, but we need to be born of the Spirit.
Right.
Born of the Spirit. That's talking about the Pentecostal baptism of the Holy Ghost that comes into our lives. And he says, and you shouldn't be surprised by saying you must be born again.
Mm-hmm.
And so if a person is listening, not if you're born again and you love Christ, then you're a candidate to be filled and empowered with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
All that's required is for a person to be saved, then you qualify to be received the promised gift of the Father.
Yes. And it's precious. It is a precious thing that I don't ever want to be without him, ever.
Oh, he's a true, true strength to us.
Yes, he's a comforter, counselor, helper, advocate. You know, John 14, 16, 17, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate.
That's it.
To help you and be with you. Yes, forever.
Forever.
He's not going to leave us. He's the Spirit of truth.
See, that was the difference between the New Testament and the Old Testament.
Right.
In the Old Testament, it was sporadic.
Yes.
He'd come down.
He'd come down. I always think of Samson.
Yeah.
You know, because when the Spirit would come upon him, he was power. He was, you know, tear stuff up. Yeah. But when it left, you know, but that's the only way it could happen at that time.
Right.
So.
But now.
Now he's always with you.
Ever
yes,
abide.
Yes, forever.
Yes, praise the Lord.
Some other translations, another helper. In the NSAB, another counselor in the RSV, another comforter, you know, he's all of these things, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener,
all
and standby. Yes.
I would hate to be walking this life without him.
Oh, me too. I don't want to.
There was a time that I walked
me
as
too.
A sinner.
Yes.
And there was a time I just walked as a Christian.
Sure.
But now I'm walking as a believer. Filled with the Holy Spirit. Oh, such joy. Such joy and peace and life.
Yes.
That
you can't explain to people.
You can't buy it.
I can tell you about it.
No wonder Simon said, I want to buy this power.
Right.
I want to buy it.
Right.
He saw something that was so valuable and so important. He said, I wanted to pay for it.
Right.
But we don't have to pay for it because it's a gift.
It's a gift.
It's a gift of God by His grace.
And you can't harness it. I don't care who you are. You cannot harness it. You cannot put God in a box.
No.
You cannot try to control Him.
No.
It's never going to happen. He is everything.
Yes, He is.
And you know, just get on board. Get in the boat. Let's go. Come on with us.
Your life will never be the same.
That's right.
I've had people that they went to different denominations and
that
served the Lord in churches. But the ones that come to me said, you know what? But when we found Pentecost, you know, Pentecost can be in any denomination.
Right. It just expands. You're already worshiping God.
It is.
You're already
it's like a
Jesus.
Supercharger.
Yes, it's exactly. That's a great way to put it. It just empowers you to do more for God.
Yeah, and you'll want to do more
and be closer. You're going to have a closer walk with Him. That's all it is. It's not a torture. It's not a
drudgery.
Don't be afraid of it.
Yeah, it's real.
It is a special gift.
Lord.
It is something that the Lord wants you to have.
Wow.
I mean, He tells us that in Acts, like you just read earlier, it didn't die then.
No.
It was not ceased.
No.
You know, it wasn't given a stamp, you know.
He come to stay.
Right, expiration date. But, you know, God gives us human teachers of His Word.
He does.
Ephesians 4:11, but the ultimate infallible teacher is the Holy Spirit.
Well,
I don't want to read the Word without that.
Oh no! That's who gives us understanding of the Word.
Exactly.
You know, the Word of God was written by the Holy Spirit.
Oh yeah. You know, Pastor, I can remember, you know, being a new Christian and you know, the pastor, they'd say, read the Word, and I'd be like, it doesn't make any sense.
Mm-mm.
It doesn't make any sense. I read the same verse 6 times yesterday. I didn't even get past the same one. But when you say, Lord, I need knowledge and wisdom and understanding.
Yes.
He wants to give you that.
Well, He's the Spirit of wisdom.
Yes.
He is the Spirit of knowledge.
Oh, my goodness.
That's who the Holy Ghost is.
Yes. He's the ultimate. I love that. He's the ultimate and infallible
teacher.
This is
the Word of God was written by men of old as they were moved by the Holy Ghost.
Exactly.
He's the writer of the book.
He
wrote the book. So
He's the author.
So when you read it, get the Holy Ghost involved with you. Say, Holy Ghost. Show me.
Yes.
Teach me. Bring revelation to me.
Yes. The Word says He is the author and finisher of our faith.
Yes.
Faith
come by hearing by the Word of God.
Yeah. He was there when it started, and He's already at the end waiting on you.
Yes.
Praise God.
The Holy Spirit is, you can't do it without Him.
Mm-mm. I guess you can try, but you're not going to be happy.
No.
You're going to be lonely.
You know, so He has many roles. You know, another role that I found that he's going to testify about Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's going to, they're going to edify, lift one another up.
Yeah.
You know, yes.
He's going to, you know, that's where, you know, he said, when the Holy Spirit comes, whom I'm going to send to you,
yes,
from the Father, the Spirit of truth who goes out from the Father, he will testify,
yes,
about me.
He will. He will. He does.
He's going to brag on Jesus.
Yes,
he's
going to
lift up Jesus. He's going to glorify Jesus. He said, John 14:16, he shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and will show it unto you.
That's right.
If that don't get you excited tonight, your spoon done fell out of your bowl.
Your wood's wet.
He said, because he said, for he shall receive of mine,
mm-hmm,
and he's going to show it unto you.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that powerful?
It is. That is powerful.
This thing, you know, the Apostle Paul told Agrippa, he said, King Agrippa, this thing wasn't done in a corner.
No.
It ain't
no.
done in secret. It's not done. He said, it's done in the open.
You know, and it's fire. You know how a wildfire spreads?
Yes.
I mean, like, it'll whoop across the field fast. The same way with the Holy Spirit.
Oh, yeah, it spreads.
It will just, it'll envelop you.
Ignite you.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. My Lord, so the Holy Spirit, you know, and what I like about him, he convicts.
He does. He does.
He convicts the sinner.
Yeah.
He shows us, when I was a sinner, he convicted me, so that,
yes,
showed me my need.
Absolutely.
I was spiritually bankrupt. I had nothing to offer.
Mm-mm.
He showed me my need,
yes,
that I was in need of a Savior.
Which you were, you're lacking.
Yes.
Yes.
So the Holy Spirit was working in my life,
mm-hmm,
saying, hey, it was drawing me, wooing me,
yes,
to the Father.
Absolutely.
Wooing me to Jesus, because he knew that if he gets me to Jesus,
mm-hmm,
Jesus is the only one that can save me.
Right.
My good works, my good deeds,
nothing.
I can't buy it.
Nope.
I can't get there, have my name on a church roll.
Mm-mm.
I have to go through the blood of Jesus.
That's right.
Christ.
That's right.
So the Holy Spirit glorifies and speaks of Christ, so he draws me to Jesus,
mm-hmm,
so Jesus can forgive me of my sins, and I can accept Christ as my Lord.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's from there, it's Christ that leads me and introduces me to the Heavenly Father.
Praise God.
Said John 14:1, believe in God, believe also in me.
That's right.
You know, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father,
that's
but
right,
by me.
Amen.
So it that's where your Trinity comes in.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit convicts us. He draws us to Jesus. Jesus comes in, he forgives us, and he introduces us to the Father.
That's right. They're a team.
What a simple.
Team Trinity. I just made that up, folks.
Bravo.
I'm gonna get a t-shirt.
Bravo, bravo, bravo.
That's funny.
Is that kind of like the... What would you call the apostles and disciples?
I don't know, but I
is that kind of like the same concept
apostles,
there?
Apostles, that's what I call them. Yeah, that's funny. But, you know, and we can have fun in that because we are all a family in Christ, right?
Yes, yes,
so,
we are.
So, you know, when you were talking about all of them being filled, you know, the Holy Spirit inspired the scriptures.
Yes.
You know, that is very moving to me because as a teacher, you want to inspire your students. You want to, as a pastor, you want to inspire your congregation. You know, not for you to get accolades or pats on the back or boy, you preached a good sermon, because you want them to feel the same Holy Spirit,
yes,
that is inside of you and get that same reaction and love for Jesus for what he did for us.
Exactly. That's what we want to feel and what we want to experience.
Yeah.
You know, only he can satisfy the longings,
mm-hmm,
desires of our hearts.
Right.
Christ, the Trinity can only fulfill those desires.
Right.
I mean, the heart knows,
mm-hmm,
but it's trying to find it's what the soul knows.
Right.
And they're trying to find their rightful owner.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to find who's going to satisfy them or make them feel complete.
Right.
But a person will never be complete until they have an experience with the Holy Spirit.
Absolutely.
Christ Jesus and God the Father.
Because you know we had relationship with them.
That's it.
Before
That's the key
we
word.
Got here.
That's the key word.
Before we became in our human flesh, right, bodies, we already had a relationship,
yeah,
with all three.
Yeah.
And then we came here and we had to develop a new relationship.
Right.
And you know, how do we grow our relationship with them in this fleshly body?
Right.
He tells us right here.
Yeah.
It's written out. It's directions. Instructions.
It's so simple. Just believing, trusting.
Yeah, absolutely.
Trusting in Jesus, believing in what God has written in his holy word. And,
mm-hmm,
you know, my goodness, we didn't get started again.
No.
We might do a part three.
We might have to. This is good. This is good because we haven't even gotten down to where he restricts us from certain actions.
Oh, wow.
I mean, this is deep. He does that. He did that to Paul.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's good. That's good stuff, y'all.
Hey, audience, you might want to stick around.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Don't turn us off. Yes. Don't turn that dial. Don't change the channel.
No bathroom breaks. Don't flop the desk. That's right. This is good.
Oh, wow. Well, that's it. You know, the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Amen.
You know, and so we just want to say, let's pray with our audience tonight, and we just thank the Lord again for the Holy Spirit. Father, we just come rejoicing tonight. We thank you for the Lord, the word of God, Lord, it is like Jeremiah, he says, like fire shut up in my bones. Father, we thank you for that everlasting joy, Lord, that peace passes all understanding, Lord, and that mercy that endures forever. Father, we thank you for the word of God that is quick and it is powerful, Lord. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. And Father, tonight, Lord, we're going to stand on the principles. We're going to stand on what we know tonight, God, is truth. Lord, and we just thank you tonight for the working, Lord, the working of the third person, the Holy Spirit, Lord, that is moving on our audience tonight, God, that is uplifting, Lord, that is stirring, it's drawing, it's wooing us, Lord, closer to you, Lord. Bless our people tonight, Lord, and I just pray, Lord, those that are not filled that will be hungry to receive the infilling, Lord, just ask right now. Audience, I just ask you to ask the Father to send you the promise upon you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just believe with your heart tonight, Lord, and you shall receive, and you shall receive the precious promise of the Father right now. Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your grace, for the precious gift of salvation, Lord, and the infilling of the Holy Spirit. We bless you and we give you the praise for it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You know, I'm just a Jesus freak. That's what we are. And I just want to say to all our listeners, you know, you can never study too much or learn too much Amen. About our Lord. Just Amen. Keep seeking him, and you will find him and all these blessings we've been talking about.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. But thanks for listening to the Messiah's Misfit podcast. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe wherever you're listening today so you don't miss an episode. It would also mean a lot if you took the time to give us a review so others can find our podcast and we can continue to serve and to teach.
The Messiah's Misfits podcast is a ministry of Yale Assembly where our mission is to build kingdom people. To find out more about Yale Assembly and our other ministries, you can go to yaleassembly.org.